Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding Abayez and Abayez, the second line from the bottom, by the words of Yosef Amar. So we said already two Mahalchim to explain the Machlekes Beshami and Beisil in our Mishnah regarding Beitza Shanolda B'yamtif, that Beshami said you are allowed to eat the egg, and Beisil said you're not allowed to eat the egg. So we brought so far two Mahalchim. Rav Nachman said that the Machlekes has to do with Muksa, that Beshami doesn't hold of Muksa and Beisil holds of Muksa. Rabbi said that the reason why Beisil doesn't allow you to eat the egg is because of Hachana the Rabbi. Now the Gemara says two more Mahalchim. Rabbi Yosef Amar. Rabbi Yosef says it's a gzeira mishum peris anayshra, that the reason why Beisil says you can't eat the egg is because of a gzeira of fruit which falls off the tree, like an apple which falls off the tree. Therefore, you also, just like you can't eat that apple, so you can't eat the egg which is laid from the hen. Amalei Abaye, peris anayshra in time of Mai, why can't you eat an apple which falls off a tree? It's a gzeira shem yala v'yitlosh. It's all because of a gzeira, you might come to be kaitzer, you might come to pick the apple off the tree. So he goof gzeira. So the apple itself is only aser because of gzeira. And we're going to aser an egg which is laid from a hen, atu this case of the apple, when the apple itself is only gzeira. That's gzeira gzeira. Chazal don't do that. Chazal have the rights to make a gzeira to safeguard a deraisa, but not to safeguard another gzeira. So this seems to be a gzeira for a gzeira. Says the Gemara, kulo chad gzeira. And no, it's all one gzeira. Rashi learns that when they asked peiros hanayshrin, so included in peiros hanayshrin is also an egg which is laid from a hen. It's similar to a fruit which falls off the tree is an egg which is laid from a hen. It's included. So they didn't asser the egg because you might come to eat an apple. They assered the egg because you might come to pick an apple off the tree. They assered it because it's part of the etzem gzeira of peiros hanayshrin. Rav Yitzchok Amar, a similar type of pshat in Beis Hillel, that the reason why Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to eat an egg which is laid on Yontif is gzeira mishamashkin shezavu. It's because it's similar to juice, which comes out of a fruit over on Shabbos or Yontif. Let's say you have an orange, and there's some juice from the orange that seeps out from the orange naturally. So you're not allowed to drink that juice. You're also you're not allowed to have an egg which is laid from a hen. Amalei Abaye, Mashkin Shazavu Taimamai. What's the reason why you can't have the orange juice? It's Gzeira Shami Yischai. It's because Chazal were concerned that if we allowed you to have that juice, you may come to squeeze an orange on Shabbos or Yontif, which is an Isra of Dash. So he goof a Gzeira. So that itself is a Gzeira. Vana Nekam Nigzer Gzeira Gzeira. And we're going to make a Gzeira the Gzeira that you can't have the egg because you might have the juice of the orange. Says the Gemara, no, Kulachad Gzeira he. Which again, like Rashi explains, means that when they assered Mashkin Shazavu, they didn't want you drinking, Chazal didn't want you drinking the juice of an orange because you might come to squeeze an orange. Included in that Gzeira was that you're also not allowed to eat the egg that's laid from the hen, because you might come to squeeze an orange. It's included in the gzeira of Mashkin Shezavu. Says the Gemara that Kulukur of Nachman le Amri Kikusha. The fact that no one wanted to say like Rav Nachman's beer, that the Machlekes is between Misham and Beisil was about Muksa, so that we understand, like, because we already asked the Kasha on Rav Nachman. We asked the Beis HaMabez, the Kasha on Rav Nachman, that if the Machlekes is about Muksa, so why talk about the egg? Talk about the hen. So because of that Kasha, it makes sense that nobody wanted to say like Rav Nachman. And it makes sense also that nobody wanted to say like Rabbo, because Rabbo was Lashitasa, that he holds a Vachana. It could be the other Amoraim, they don't hold a Vachana. And therefore, that Pshat wouldn't have worked for them. However, says the Gemara, El Rabbi Yosef, my time lo amak Rabbi Yitzchak. Why didn't Rabbi Yosef, who said that the reason for Beis Hillel was because of Peiros HaNayshrin, why didn't he say like Rabbi Yitzchak, who said it was because of Mashkin Shezavu? Why was he confident? What made him confident that it's more similar to Peiros HaNayshrin than Mashkin Shezavu? So says the Gemara, Amar lach, Rabbi Yosef would tell you, that Beitza Ochla u Peiros Ochla, Lafuke Mashkin de Lav Ochla. That makes more sense to compare the Beitza to the case of Peiros HaNayshrin, because they're both food. An egg is food, and the apple is food. So it's more similar to the case of the apple, to Peiros HaNayshrin. As opposed to the juice of the orange, Mashkin Shezavu, that's a liquid, so it's less similar to the case of Mashkin Shezavu. V'Rav Yitzchak my time l'amak Rabbi Yosef, and let's ask the reverse. Now why didn't Rabbi Yitzchak, why didn't he say like Rabbi Yosef? That was because of Peiros HaNayshrin. Says the Gemara, Amlach, Rabbi Yitzchak would tell you that beitza belua umashkin beluan. That a beitza is more similar to the case of the orange juice. Because by both of them, the thing which comes out was once absorbed in where it came from. The juice of the orange was absorbed in the orange. The egg of the hen was absorbed in the hen. So it's more similar to maskin shazavu. As opposed to lafuke pera is the megalu vikaimu. As opposed to the case of the apple to peris anishrin, where the apple wasn't absorbed in the tree, it was hanging on the tree. And therefore, the case of the egg, the veitza shanolda is more similar to maskin shazavu than it is to peris anishrin. Says the Gemara, "V'af Rabbi Yochanan Savar Gzeira Mishum Mashkin Shazavu." We have a raya that Rabbi Yochanan held like Rabbi Yitzchak. That the reason for Beis Hillel in our Mishnah that they said you're not allowed to eat the egg, it's because of Mashkin Shazavu. How do we know that? Rabbi Yochanan Rami Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Umeshani. We can know it. We know it from that which Rabbi Yochanan asked a certain stira in Rabbi Yehuda, and he gave a teretz. But from the very fact he asked the stira, that shows that's megalitas how we understood our Mishnah. And he asked the stira like this, that tonight we have a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos which says, Ein Soich Dinesa Peiros Lo Haitzi Mehen Mashkin. That the Tanakhama says, or this really everybody agrees to, that you're not allowed to squeeze an orange on Shabbos, you're not allowed to squeeze a fruit to take out the liquid. Ve'emyatu Me'atzman Asurin. Says the Tanakhama, that let's say the juice of the orange seeps out by itself naturally from the orange on Shabbos, so then, You're not allowed to drink that juice. You're not allowed to squeeze it out. You're also not allowed to drink the juice which comes up by itself because of Gzeira, that if we allowed you to have this juice, you might come to then squeeze the orange. So therefore, they said, Chazal said, you can't drink this juice. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Aymer, Rabbi Yehuda says, that no, it depends. Im lo eichlen hayotzei mehen mutar. If your intention with the orange was to eat it as a snack, so then the juice is fine, because then we don't view the juice as a liquid, as a mashkin shezavu. Ve'im l'mashkin, but if your plans were to juice it, obviously after Shabbos, so then hayotzei mehen asur. So then we view the juice as taka being a juice, in which case it's included in the gzeira mashkin shezavu, and it's going to be a problem. But Alma, you see from here, that kol eichlin l'Rabbi Yehuda ochod afrisu. You see that as long as it's food, as long as you are planning on eating the orange, so then we don't view the juice as being a liquid, we view it, the whole thing as being a food, we don't view it as being a liquid. So that's one member of Rabbi Yehuda, that Mashkin Shazavu was not shayich by something which you are planning on eating because we view it as a food, we don't view it as a liquid. Or a menu, but then Rabbi Yochanan asked the stira, because the halach of Va'idam Rabbi Yehuda, the brisa brings from Rabbi Yehuda, that masna adam al kalkala shall peiros be yamtiv rishain va'ichlo b'sheini, that a person can make a tanai on yamtiv rishain, a person who forgot to take off trumas and meisers, so he could take off trumas and meisers on the first day of yamtiv, and he makes a tanai that if today is yamtiv, so then what I'm doing is nothing. If today is a weekday, so then I want this truma and meiser to be chal. And then on the second day, he makes the same tanai. And he says, if today is Yontif, so then yesterday I already took off Trumas and Meisters. And if yesterday was Yontif, so then today's a weekday, I want to take off Trumas and Meisters right now, and then for sure he can eat the fruits. Because then Miman of Shach is good to go. One of the days is a weekday, he keeps 2 days only in Misfeka, it's because it's a Sveka Di'ayma, but one of the 2 days is a weekday, so he can make such a Tanai, and then Miman of Shach, he's good to go and he can eat the fruits. Also, if you have a beitza which is nailed on the first day of Yantif, you could eat it on the second day. Because again, on the second day of Yantif, you have a miman of shach. Either today is a weekday, so you're allowed to eat the egg, and even if today is Yantif, you're still allowed to eat the egg, because that means when the egg was laid yesterday, it was laid on a weekday. So miman of shach, you could eat the egg on the second day of Yantif. So now Rabbi Yochanan asked the stira, that's mashma from this second, from this braisa, that b'sheni in berishon light. That Rabbi Yehuda only permitted one to eat the egg on the second day when you have this miman of shach, but not on the first day. Now why? Why can't you eat the egg on the first day? It must be because Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's aser because of the gzera of mashkin shazavu. He views it as being a liquid, and we aser because of mashkin shazavu, even though your intentions weren't to squeeze the chicken. So why should we view this as being a juice? Why is this different than the case of the orange, where if you weren't planning on squeezing the orange, we don't view the juice that comes out as being a liquid? All of a sudden over here by the beitza, Rabbi Yehuda says it's aser. So obviously we're viewing it as being a liquid. So umeshani and Rabbi Yochanan answered, umeshani Rabbi Yochanan muchlef zashita. You have to switch around the gears and Masechta Shabbos and that Mishnah and switch around the shitas. But the point is, umidikamar milhu adadi. If in effect, Rabbi Yechanan asked this as a stira, so shma minocha taimuhu. You see, it's only a stira if you understood that the reason why a beitza is aser, a beitza shenolda is aser, is because of mashkin shezavu. If Rabbi Yechanan understood like any of the other mahalchem, muksa, hachana, pirsan aishrin, so then there's no connection, there's no sheiches between the fact that Rabbi Yehuda asered a beitza shenolda biyamtiv and that which Rabbi Yehuda permitted the juice of an orange when you were planning on eating the orange. It's ma'anyin shmita itzel har Sinai. They have nothing in common with each other. It's two completely separate dinim. From the fact that Rabbi Yechanan asked as a stira, it must be understood that the reason why a beitza shenolda biyamtiv is aser is because of mashkin shezavu. And if so, we have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda, because if Rabbi Yehuda in Shabbos told us that as long as your plans weren't to squeeze it, it's not considered mashkin. And here by the beitza, your plans weren't to squeeze it, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's aser because of mashkin shezavu. So that's a raya that Rabbi Yechanan clearly holds like Rabbi Yitzchak, that the din of our mishnah of a beitza shenolda biyamtiv is because that Rabbi Basil says you're not allowed to eat it, it's because of mashkin shezavu. And again, Rabbi Yechanan answered to switch around the shitas, but the point is that you see that Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rabbi Yitzchak. And now, but once we mention the stira, so just the Gemara brings two other terutzim which don't involve switching any gersais. That Ravina Amar li'aylam lay tepach, you don't have to switch the gersa. Rabbi Yehuda l'devram derabanan kamar luhu. And in Echanami, Rabbi Yehuda was just talking to the Rabbanan. That Lididi, according to me, I feel the Barisha Inami Sharia, the Ochla Da'afrasu. I hold you can eat a Beitza Shenolda B'Yamtiv even on the first day of Yamtiv, because I view it as being food, so there's nothing wrong with eating it. There's no Gzeir of Mashkin Shezavu, because it's food. You weren't planning on squeezing it. El Lididchu, but even according to you, that you say that a Beitza Shenolda B'Yamtiv is Aser, Aydili Mias, the Besheni Sharia. Please be minded to me that on the second day of Rosh Hashanah it should be mutter. The Shtei Kedusha is saying because it's just a sveika diyama. So mimanifshach on the second day you're good to go. So when Rabbi Yehuda said that the beitza shenolda biyamtiv on the second day you could eat it mimanifshach, that wasn't his own shita. He holds you could eat it even on the first day. He was just talking to the Rabbanan and saying that even you should agree to me that on the second day you could eat the egg. And however, that the Amri Le Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, say back to Rabbi Yehuda that, lo, I know you can't eat it on the second day because Kedusha Achasi. We don't view the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as being a Sveika D'Yoyma. We view it as being one long day with Kedusha. We'll see more about that on Dalam Abbas. We don't view it as a Sveika D'Yoyma. Therefore, we don't have a Miman of Shach, and it's going to be Asr on the second day. But that was Ravina's Pshat to answer the Stira and Rabbi Yehuda. Ravina Braid Ravula Amar, a third Pshat, that Hach Batarnagoilas Haimedas Lagadal Beitzim. The old cash is assuming that we were discussing a Tarnagoilas Haimedas Lachila, that the chicken you were planning on eating it, so there's no problems of muksa. Says Ravina Breed Ravula that no, we're talking about a hen that you were planning, you were just using it to raise eggs, to have eggs, not to eat it, not to shechte. Verbudala Tamed Islay Muksa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the egg which is laid on Yontif, being that you weren't planning on eating the hen, so it's a partial problem of muksa, and Rabbi Yehuda's because Rabbi Yehuda is the Shita, the Islay Muksa, he holds of Muksa. So that's why you can't eat the egg which is laid on Yontif. On the second day you could, because you have a Miman of Shach, but on the first day you can't, not because of Mashkin Shezavu, it's because we're talking about Tarnagoylas, I met us, Legadal Beitzim, and there's a problem of Muksa.